This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Parker's, Weikert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Catch 228. Now here is your host, Rich Bontrager.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're back on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. And we will be here throughout the entire playoff run. 7 o'clock is when the show begins. And this segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Parker's, Wickard's Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon's Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by our host, Catch 228. And now join me in welcoming the head coach of Frederica Academy Knights. Here's Brandon Derrick.
They're clapping because we're winning.
I thought they were clapping for the food. Maybe the, you know, that was kind of the delay thing. Yeah, that, you know.
Maybe ordering right now.
We'll let them order and they'll get more into it.
Yeah.
By the way, before we get into football talk, it's championship week, game 7 of the World Series tonight. And I do have to just put you on the spot since you are a coach. Game 7, who's going to win it tonight? Cubs, Indians in Cleveland.
It's going to be a very tough game. You got two really good pitchers. Lester and Kugler are going to be on the line, on the mound tonight. It's going to be a tough game. I'm pulling for the Cubs. It's going to be a fun one to watch.
Any Indians fans here tonight? They raised hands, but they would not acknowledge it with a cheer.
It's going to be a very good game. Two good pitchers.
Well, congratulations. You guys got your first round win this past weekend at home against BCA, the Knights versus the Knights. Interesting enough, you got to do that again this week. Yeah. Thank you. 52-14. Tell us what were your overall thoughts before we dive into this and break it down. You've been looking for a breakout explosive game. You got it this week.
Yeah, I thought the kids, you know, I talked about last week how focused they were when they came in and everything. They went and executed. They did a really good job. Special teams contributed. We got seven points on the punt return. We picked off pass, ran it back. Defense got 7 points. And anytime you can get 14 points without the offense scoring, that's a good night. And you know, I thought we kept field position on our side, and then offense, they did their thing. I thought Isaiah and the offensive line and our skill kids did a great job on the perimeter blocking for our swing passes. And we knew we was going to get those matchups, those one-on-ones that we talked about the week before. And I thought our kids did a good job of making it happen. And it's going to be the same thing this week. We're going to have to win those matchups. And we're going to have to win the perimeter and hopefully wear them down. And then we'll be able to bust up inside a little bit in the second half.
This week you have Deerfield, Windsor coming to town. Augusta Prep fell to DFW 32-0. They are now 6-5 overall as they come to town this weekend. We're going to break that down, talk a lot about that. But you guys did have some common opponents, Valwood and Pinewood. You guys won against Valwood, they lost, and then you both got the win over Pinewood. How do you assess those common matchups? What do you pull away from that?
Well, you watch them, it's teenagers. You know, one week they could be up, next week could be down. What we're looking for is consistency. You know, every night let's just be consistent in doing that. And you know, we've had our ups and downs a little bit this year. I don't think we've had really a down night. I think we've had a rattled night when we played Bullock, but not a down night. That was just a lot of stuff going on. But for the most part, I felt like we've been pretty consistent. And, you know, I think Deerfield's kind of been up and down, and Pinewood's had their up and down moments, and Valwood's had a little bit of up and down. And so when you start trying to look at the common opponent, it's very hard to analyze that. What we go in and look at is what other teams line up in that we do that's very in common, and let's try to exploit them the way they were exploited by other opponents. And so for us, I don't really look at the scoreboard and say, oh, well, Valwood beat Deerfield, so we should beat them. you know, because we beat Valwood. I wish they did that. I wish they'd go ahead and mark that on the scoreboard and say, well, we're going to spot you guys 17 points because you beat Valwood. That'd be great. I'd take it. I wouldn't say no to it. But it's sports. Everybody's going to start out 0-0, and you have to go set a tone. And so what we do is look at matchups and formations and personnel and what settings we can get from it. So for us, you know, we don't necessarily – that doesn't hold a lot of weight to us, you know. Pinewood's a big game for both of us, so that's a rivalry game, you know, where Pinewood and Deerfield's probably not that big of a rivalry game. So Pinewood was beat up a little bit going down there and playing them. And so when we played Pinewood, they had just about got back healthy, and it was a rivalry game. That was for the region championship, you know. It's kind of de facto region championship. And so a little bit more intensity between us and Pinewood. And, you know, I felt like we let a few opportunities slip away in that game where I felt like we could have scored a touchdown or two more against them, and we didn't. But at the same time, you know, I think Deerfield's a very sound football team. You know, they were the runner-up last year. Valwood beat them in the state championship, and they're usually in the Final Four or playing for the state championship. In the last 5 years that we've been around doing this, they're right in the thick of it. So they're battle-tested, and, you know, this is a new territory for us, and it's one that we want to keep taking adventure in.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Last weekend, BCA, we talked about the real disparity between their roster, your roster. One of the things I noticed during the game was your package substitutions really did wear them down. By halftime, you can see from what I was looking at, they really didn't have anything left to match up with what you had. You guys kept shuffling the deck, and they ran out of options.
Yeah, you know, the coaching staff's done a great job of trying to get us depth in certain areas where we can rotate kids in and know multiple positions. You know, it's not a new kid. It's somebody that might play one position here and then move over here and get a guy off the field to give him a break. And then we put that guy in and plug him in and move him around. And, you know, when we're playing with 31 kids, we're rotating a lot of the same kids around. But we've got a little bit of a system set up. I think defensively we have a good rotation. Offensively, you know, our skill kids, we rotate them in and out like crazy. Our offensive line, I think, is starting to gel a little bit, playing pretty good. You know, our defensive line has to be good up front this week. We're going to have to be very physical. But, you know, for BCA, we knew we had some advantage points going into that game, and I felt like we exploited them very well. And you know, that's a tribute to the kids, how they took that coaching and said, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what they think is going to work. And it worked. And, you know, at one point you look up and, you know, it's halfway through the first quarter, it's 7-0, then next thing you know, it's 21-0 at the end of the first quarter, and then at the end of the half, you look up, and it's 45-0 because of our athleticism and our kids playing disciplined football.
Well, Brunson broke it early on for the first score, a 70-yard, just amazing run, just boom.
Yeah, he has that in him all the time. You know, we talk about Patrick all the time. Having that athleticism, he's a very skilled player, and he's dangerous on the punt return back there. He makes a lot of things happen. You know, we talked about it the week before where he's just fielding a short kick and picking it up and getting 25, 30 yards. And it was one guy pulling him down or something, but, you know, this week he got the one. And I thought the biggest key to that thing was Jalen Simpson made a huge block on the sideline. And when Patrick saw the block take place, he fielded the ball and then made it happen. And I thought the rest of the guys did a good job of getting turned around. And we had a couple block each other, like Rhett and Tony blocked each other on one of them. They missed the guy they were going to block and blocked each other. But we didn't block the guy in the back, so that was fine. As long as we don't hit the guys in the back and let our athletes play, it worked out well.
Do not run your man, let the man do the job and follow and then break it when you can break it.
That's it.
Well, we're going to have a lot more to come on the Brandon Deere Coaches Show. We're going to take a brief little break. We'll be right back for more. Hear the word from our sponsors.
Catch 228 in Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island is your home for the best seafood around. Oysters, shrimp, fish, you name it. Not to mention your island home for NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball Extra Innings, College Game Day, and so much more. Catch 228 is also your home for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick and a proud Frederica Academy supporter. So stop on in any night of the week for the best time on St. Simon's and find us on Facebook. Go Knights!
Ready, and beat!
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. and we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2016 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes and oil changes for life, and Toyota will donate $100 to the local charity of your choice. Check it out, i95toyota.com, or give them a call, 866-590-3461.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Eric on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager, on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon's. And this segment is brought to you by Catch 228, I-95 Toyota, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Jessup Furniture. Back to the game this weekend, you had six different individuals scoring for the team. Three of the scores was one guy. Mr. Jackson was an animal, by the way I described him. His confidence throughout the year gets stronger and stronger for Isaiah. He's not afraid to go man for man, but it just seems like he's become a whole different tool now for the team that you can insert.
We laugh about it. We call one of them Thunder, one of them Lightning. You got Isaiah and Jayshon back there, and I got one of them Flash and one of them Slippery. Isaiah is very slippery, and Jayshon's kind of like a Flash. If you don't get a hand on him going through the line of scrimmage, he's gone. And Isaiah, you can lay hands on him, but you're not going to get a hand on him. You know what I'm saying? Yep. He's very slippery, and he's one of those kids that makes everybody miss. There was one play there Friday night that they had an angle to tackle him, and he stopped and made two guys fall over each other and then made another move and then took off and scored. And we're like, well, that was okay. That great call, Coach Cannon. But that's the things that you want to do. You want to get the ball in the playmaker's hands, and Isaiah he's gotten better and better as the season's progressed. He's very physical up inside, like you were talking about. He's doing a great job blocking. I've just seen that switch kind of come on here the last couple weeks with him. And, we would laugh about it. The kids would laugh about it. But he was one of those kids I was always on in practice every single day about, let's go hard, probably not so much of encouraging it, just yelling at him every day. And now I'm starting to see him turn it on. And he's got that capability. He'll commit to it every day. He could be a really special athlete.
Well, and especially since Sheffield did not start. We did not even see him until the second half, but talk about the decision not to start him. Was that a respite? Was that a way of analyzing your need for him? No need? Why not go with the planned normal start?
That was a need. He needed to be at the pregame meal at 4 o'clock, and he got there at 4:20. And so you get to set out. That's what that plan is. So you do what we ask, or you sit and hold your helmet. So, you got to teach them life skills first before you can teach them how to go play football. So that's one of the things that we're going to hold kids accountable. And so life skills first, and so there's going to be a day where he's got to be on time to work. And if he don't make it, he's going to get fired. So at the same time, we're going to teach him a little discipline, and that's a big thing. He might be our Division I recruit, but he's still held accountable like everybody else. We had 29 out of 31 sitting in that cafeteria and two missing, so those two got set out the first half.
And from a coach's standpoint, you set a standard that communicates to everyone else, here's the expectation. You come to Frederica, you come to join our squad, there is a standard. We're not just playing good football. There's a reason that we're playing good football.
Yeah, if you don't do that, then you lose control of the team. And we're not going to do that. The program's here. Everybody else, if you want to be a part of the program, then you fit in. And we're not going to sacrifice our program for one kid, and or any kid at that point. We're going to make them fit our program, and I think that's the thing about us is You know, we have those standards, and I think that's why people want to come to our school academically, athletically. We're going to hold people accountable, and it's going to make them better individuals down the road.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. By the way, by halftime, it was a very lopsided score, but Williams was 6 of 7 by my count, including a 29-yard pass to Simpson. They connect again, but 6 of 7, solid numbers, even with all the running going on. He's still doing what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, he did a great job. We knew what we were going to attack, and he delivered the ball real well. I mean, 6 of 7, I think he was 10 of 12 at the end of the night. And, you know, a couple of them were just to throw it out there 1 yard and let the guy run, and, of course, he takes off. But that's – you've got to have that guy get it out there quick, and he does a good job of that, and he executed down the field. I mean, he made a great throw to Jalen. It was a touch pass over a guy's head, and Jalen went up and caught it, and Brant made a good block on the edge, and he turned it up the sideline and ran in for a touchdown. So, you know, all that stuff is one of those things where it's not just the quarterback making plays, but everybody else did a really good job. They tried to bring the blitz, and he picked it up just enough to let the ball get out, and Jalen caught it and took it up the sideline for a touchdown.
Your defense played extremely well. They never really got anything really going. They never found a rhythm. You guys broke it up. You bottled up the middle. I thought you guys did a very solid job of not allowing that rhythm to ever get started.
Our defense is pretty solid at times. And, you know, I felt like Friday night that, as crazy as they sound, and I've said this to numerous people, felt like the hurricane and then our open date has allowed our guys to get their legs back under them. We had 6 days off for that hurricane where we didn't have to think about football, so they got to rest. And then we had the open week where we weren't grinding it out to try to get prepared. And so I think this past Friday night you saw a little bit of that freshness in the legs and the running around. We played extremely fast Friday night. I mean, yes, we played pretty fast every Friday night, but I thought we were extremely fast at reading keys and getting to the football. And I'm hoping we're the same way this week, you know, but that was the thing. I think our key to our defense is playing with our speed. And you might make a mistake and you might get 3 yards, but it's going to be a hard-earned 3 yards because if we overrun it or we mess up, but we're going to catch up to you. And, you know, our goal is to make you snap it one more time because we think our kids can take it away from you the next time you snap it. So try not to give up the big play and play aggressive and go play. And I think our defense has done a good job. I think the first team defense gave up 4 yards.
I don't think they had a first down to the third quarter.
Yeah,
if I remember.
I think the defense gave up 4 yards in the first half. So it was pretty lopsided at times.
When you look at the halftime score, 45-0, you come out of halftime, and really, Sheffield does finally get into the game, and he just takes off. I mean, it was like the engine was already running, it was there, and he was gone. We were barely even talking about him, and he scored.
Yeah, you know, it's testament. We told the starters when we went at halftime we was going to go one more series, and then we was going to let the younger guys go in and let them play and finish it out. And so, you know, his punishment was for the half, and he went in. We had a great pull block by Matthew Hagstrom. I don't know if anybody noticed it, but the guard pulled around. We watched everybody, and there stood the free safety, and he was about 10 yards, 12 yards deep, and Matt Hagstrom went and blocked him, and Jayshon cut off of that, and that was, as I would say, night-night Sally, and 88 out the gate. It was, didn't take very long for Jayshon to get in the end zone.
One thing I noticed in their pregame warm-up, their kicker was nailing it from 35 yards out, the 35-line marker, which is a 45-yard kick. You never even gave him a chance to even line it up and try to get to the goalpost. Was that part of the game plan? Did you notice how strong of a foot he really had?
Well, we knew he kicked pretty well. But at the same time, you know, our goal defensively is not to let you cross the 50-yard line. So I thought the first-team defense and our young kids did a good job. You know, we had a couple breakdowns, but not much. I thought we missed a few tackles with our second bunch. But I thought they played really hard and did a really good job. And that second group earned their right to go in and play. And they've done a great job all year trying to help get our ones ready and preparing them. So that was just a testament to them to get in and say, hey, that was our first playoff game. So, you know, it was outstanding.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back for more of the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Fresh local seafood on St. Simon's Island, St. Simon's Seafood, located at 2463 Demery Road in the Shops at Demery Plaza next to Loco's, has everything a seafood lover could want. Wild Georgia shrimp, crab cakes, flounder, you name it, and St. Simon's Seafood has it. Seafood so fresh, it was swimming this morning. So stop into St. Simon's Seafood and check them out on Facebook. St. Simon's Seafood, the island's only fresh seafood market.
Great food, snacks, and the best selection of energy drinks in the Golden Isles? Parker's. A day outdoors? Coolers? Suntan oil? Beach chairs? Ice? Parker's. Fresh fruit cups, salads, and Dippin' Dots? Parker's. Get your Pump Perks card and start saving on every gallon of gas today at Parker's. www.parkersga.com, a proud supporter of Frederica Athletics. Parker's, and let's go Knights!
Coastal Computer Consulting LLC is a Golden Isles premier IT service provider. Their team of friendly technicians provide expert service and support for businesses and residential clients. Windows or Mac, they've got your back. As a Microsoft Silver partner, you can be sure you're getting the highest level of service. 383 Sylvan Boulevard on St. Simon's behind Cafe Frederica, 912-634-1691, or connect online, coastalcpu.com, and check them out on social media.
Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders, when you dream of buying or building the very best. Vaughn Realty Group prides itself on the highest level of real estate service with state-of-the-art technology, cutting-edge marketing, and a social media approach to stand out in the market. Call Julie Vaughn, 571-7451, located between Ember and Sweet Mamas in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center on St. Simons. Vaughn Realty Group and Home Builders. Your satisfaction is our success.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Vision Media Sports Network. I'm Rich Bontrager. We're back on location at Catch 228, as we are every Wednesday night. This segment is brought to you by Wickert Realtors Vaughn Group, St. Simon Seafood, Coastal Computer Consulting, and by Parker's. So you guys pull off a win, you get the first round victory, and there were other games going on all around. Heritage and Gatewood met up, and they're going to meet up this coming weekend, and that's a big one that everyone's going to be watching. Because the winner of that game potentially meets you guys next week. Now, I know you're trying to do 1 week and win it, 1 week and win it. However, it is the playoffs, and everyone is looking through the crystal ball.
Yeah, well, like I said, we just want to be 1-0 on Friday night, and, we're kind of hoping. It doesn't really matter to me who wins that game. If Heritage wins, we'll have to travel over there because they won the bracket thing. But if Gatewood wins, then we'll be at home. So for us, we'd rather be at home. So, let the chips fall where they may. And, Gatewood knocked us out of the playoffs last year in the first round. So it might be a hashtag revenge week, if we get Gatewood. So I don't say a whole lot. They are the Gators, and so it could be hashtag hate week, I think what Coach Kevin called it. So, it's just one of those things that we look at it just a little bit, but not much. But, we've got a tough game ahead of us with Deerfield, and we got to focus on them. And I think right now that's been our complete focus. We hadn't really thought anything about that one down the road.
John Millage and Pine will be meeting up this weekend, and Valwood and Trinity Christian are the other winners who got the chance to advance. Everything pretty much going the way you thought it probably would at this point?
Yeah, it's about where I thought it would. I thought Bullock would challenge Heritage. I thought our region might actually sweep. I said that last time. I thought our region might sweep everybody, but Bullock came up short right there at the end. But overall, I thought our region, was 3 out of 4, so we still got 3 out of 4 teams in the Final 8. That's pretty good for us.
So let's go back to this coming weekend. Deerfield Windsor coming to town. They, on the season, score about 275 points total. They've only given up 219 on the year, and of course, you guys only have given up 89 during the regular season. They do have a strong running game, definitely. They kind of run a power eyes. How would you describe what they do with their backfield? It's basically two men But it's not two men.
It's a wing T type concept. They use a lot of different formations. They try to formation you to make you screw up and get you in a situation where they've got an extra man somewhere, and they're going to run to it. They feel like you're lining up to it wrong, and they're going to try to get an advantage. And I think, as a group, as a coaching staff, I think Coach Riquette, the defensive guys, have done a great job of trying to make sure we stand a half man ahead of them the whole time when we break down film. And, we've got to go out there and answer the call. It doesn't matter what they run, we got to be ready to play it. And we got to be very physical. I said that early on. We got to be physical up front. Our defensive line's got to be really good. We've got to stop the fullback play. And then we make them run side to side. I think that we're fine if they're running side to side. I think our speed catches up to them running side to side.
One thing last weekend is not a lot of penalties by either team. Really a clean game.
Yeah, it was one of those that a referee would have to see it pretty quick. I think our offense, I don't know how many plays we even ran last week on offense, but it wasn't many. But we were hitting them pretty quick, and I thought that was clean. I think, we cleaned up a lot of penalties. I hope this Friday we continue to do that.
This is the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Their quarterback is Jack Kimball, I believe, sophomore, 6'2". Again, he has the ability, the height, and he's 170 pounds. With that wing T type combo, he can pass a little bit, but is he mostly a handoff type guy, or is he a scrambler?
He's not. He's not going to beat us with his feet. He's a guy, handoff, orchestrate the offense, throw the. He's gonna run the offense and execute it really well, and just do his job, distribute the ball to the guys around him. And so, if we can get him involved and make him have to make plays, then we're doing a really good job. We've taken them out of their comfort zone.
They do have a slot receiver, Garrett Jones Jr., 6'190". Is he one of the guys that you've kind of identified to be one of the potential passing threats?
Yeah, he's more of the tailback running threat. I know they got him as a slot receiver, but he's kind of turned into their running back. So for us, we're going to know where 27's at, number 30's at on the field, and our goal is to take those two kind of out of the game and get after it. So I think defensively, we have a very solid game plan going in. We just have to execute, stay low up front. We get high, they're going to blow us off the football. If we stay down and play aggressive, I think we have a very good chance.
Can you maintain the speed that you did last week in this type of a battle with the Deerfield? Do you think, because you did really go back up to a much faster speed last week, I think. Do you want that much speed, or are you going to dial it back a little bit?
Oh, no. We're going to go fast. I'd like to go faster. I want speed, speed, and speed, and more speed. And football speed kills. Everything else is just a thrill. We've got to go out there and use what we got, our tools. We looked at it today, at one point in practice, we were watching film after practice breaking down, and Coach Burkett was like, we got six or seven guys right here that all run a 4.6, 4.7. And so at one point we had eight guys out there on the field that could do that. I don't think there's any other teams in our league that's got eight guys that run a 4.7 or better on the field. Our goal is to use that speed. We're not overly huge, so we want to be able to fly the football and make plays and create turnovers and do things like that. I think we're a very good team. We tackle well. We tackle good in the open field. And we're physical up front. Our linebackers do a good job of fitting. And our secondary is very – they have the ball hawk mentality. If it's in the air, a lot of times we're pretty close to getting it.
What is your biggest concern with their field? What is the biggest thing you got to worry about?
Our biggest concern is if they run right at us, we're going to have to stop that run, that inside run game, and we're going to have to be, we're going to have to be physical right there in the middle of the field. And I think the other side of it is offensively, we're going to have to dominate the edges, because I don't know if we can win every battle in between the tackles right off the bat early in the game. I think if we run them from sideline to sideline like we try to do people, then I think we can hit them up inside and wear them down, and we bust a couple big plays up in there. But we're going to have to wear on them. We're going to have to run side to side a little bit, and we're going to throw it out on the edge. We're going to throw it on the perimeter. We've got a few wrinkles this week, so we're kind of preparing ourselves to do a couple things that, y'all hadn't seen yet. So, it's just all in the package. It just hasn't been all exposed yet. We haven't put it all out there. The kids have repped it and done some things, so I feel like we got a good shot of exposing them in some areas.
the fans played a big part, I think, in the game. Especially after halftime, they were launching those hankies, and the fans were really into it. And everyone looked like they were having a blast with that. How much did you guys feed off that after a while?
You know, I think playoffs and games like this, I think that the fans are huge. You know, they're loud and can get kids pumped up. You know, it's one of those things, with the bigger the crowd, the better. We need as much noise as possible. Makes it difficult on the other team to hear us. We kind of know what we got going on. But I think the kids feed off a big crowd that, you know, it's got a huge cheering section. They get excited. The bigger the crowd, the better. So, you know, I encourage everybody to come out and participate and whatever. If they're firing hankies up to the stands, I'll buy more hankies or whatever it's going to take to get people there. But, you know, I just think that's it's big for our kids, you know, that people are out supporting them and cheering them on. And, you know, there's a reason they're 9-1, and we didn't back into it.
Well, thank you once again, Coach, for being with us tonight. This has been the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out next week. We'll do it again on Catch 228 right here on St. Simon's. And don't forget to come on out to the game. Bring those hankies. Let's have a lot of fun this coming weekend and cheer on the Knights one more weekend. Until next week, until Friday night, I'm Rich Bontrager. Have yourself a great one.